Rosemary's Baby pissing in my face, and Tiny Tim digging his moldy penis into my bleeding mind as he cries for the string to repel the sanctimonious sound of the right rock group, the Grateful Dead. Dead are my aspirations as they struggle for a fee, sweet smelling breath of life, while being choked by the Christianic gas passed by the most reverend Bishop Foot J. Sheen as she socks it to us. Ooh, in the name of the Lord now. And my realities have turned into a stone figuration of Miss Liberty as she stands on the corners of the world selling herself to anyone with the head of George Washington on them. And all the while he sits on a throne of ego shit with DDT in one hand and a white tornado in the other, wearing a crown of castrated black dicks and reading the non-violent thoughts of Gandhi. And I watch him relax by playing golf with Boy Wilkins bars with painted rusted glue to his thing, while Z-Watch copies of Martin Luther King are popping from his skull to dream the impossible dream. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Red Brown. If you'll open up, I'll strike a light and burn your house down. And I see Malcolm's spirit, his eyes burning red, black, and green flames, and crying tears of Thunderbird wine. It seems to touch my lips and make me become thirsty for a taste of freedom. Freedom by any means necessary. It's necessary to have freedom by any means necessary. And I begin to hate with love and love with hate. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. And I look up and see the moon bleeding lifeless white maggots and screaming for my help as the eagle's raping claws rip and tear at its virginal form. All he sees, all tooth Moses, all Sun Ra, Allah, Bismillah, Hirakmal, Irihim. Give me your undying strength to rise up and reorder the cosmos so that man can truly understand and appreciate the cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned the feminine part of me into a sexual freak. Look at her standing there wearing her micro miniskirt made from the strands of Freud's mother's pubic hairs, and an uncovered breast dripping blood and pus, and her lips colored with that anesthetic white woman called Avon. But yet she smiles at me through the indignity of overcome and ejaculating sperm into her mind. And Maurice McGuire is mentioning finger fucking her at night in his red dreams, and her soft, wet, blinking tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to gather all my manhood from my lower head and to put it back into my upper head, and then to put her back on a pedestal as my love queen and not my sex queen. And I hear my mother's voice whistling in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to rape her of her blackness. But she was the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness would not be caged up with the other lies that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at night, I could smell the musty closeness of his body and see his translucent fingerprints on a tired, ruined physical structure, deep passed from warding off his beastly attacks. But she would smile the smile of a thousand black orchids at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of a hundred symbols was residing in my soul. And during all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine, and letting that spiritual catalyst, John Coltrane, paint celestial homeless to that white god who was riding his main vein. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. And dinosaurs, how can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with the sperm of Trigger? And William Siren is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother, and he has taken our most violent and militant leaders and took lollipops up their ass to pacify their black power fuzz. And he is beginning to assume that all of us were born under the sign Taurus to Bull, because all we do is